Hey, this is Dawn Damon. I want to ask you a question. Do you know that you really don't have to believe in yourself to be successful? Well, not right at first. We'll talk about it today on The Bravehearted Woman. Hey, this is Dawn Damon, the Braveheart Mentor, and this is my podcast, The Bravehearted Woman. I'm here to raise the brave in you. So hit subscribe if you haven't done so. That way you'll never miss another episode. You ready? Let's get brave. Hey, you beautiful, brave-hearted women. Welcome back to The Bravehearted Woman. Courage, confidence, and vision in midlife. This is the podcast dedicated to raising the brave in you. What does that mean? It means that when you listen to this podcast, you're going to feel so fired up. You're going to be so encouraged. You're going to believe in yourself like never before. But I'm going to talk to you about something today where, well, actually, you don't really have to believe in yourself. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, as we get going, I want to mention two things today. If you haven't purchased my book yet, I want to remind you that you need to grab a copy. It is Changing Lives, The Making of a Brave-Hearted Woman, Courage, Confidence, and Vision in Midlife. Yeah, what else would I call it, right? Well, I just got back from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and I did a book signing there. And for 45 minutes, I did nothing but sign books every second of the moment. And I loved it. It was powerful. But you know what's even more encouraging are all the reports that are coming back to me. This book has changed my life. This book is encouraging me. It's stimulating. It's motivating. It's challenging me. So if you haven't gotten your copy yet of The Bravehearted Woman, you need to do so. You can find your copy on Amazon.com. Secondly, if you love this podcast, will you please leave a review? And we're going to put it in the show notes and teach you how to do that. But if you leave a review, it lets others know that you are gaining value from my podcast. But not only that, it tells those algorithms that this show is important. And the algorithms start boosting my podcast so that people find us more easily. It becomes more visible. So take a moment and do that for me today. So today, I want to help you focus on how to build confidence. Now, the first thing that I'm going to tell you in the next few moments that we're together, I'm going to just give you 2 points. And the first one is this: you don't have to believe in yourself to start building confidence. I know. Now, if you already have a healthy self-esteem and a belief in your capabilities, awesome. A lack of confidence is probably not your issue. And yet still, we all face moments where we have to remind ourselves to stop playing small, stop showing up intimidated, stop shrinking around giants or people that we think are really out of our league. Stop playing small. We all have to be reminded of that. I have to be reminded of that. Sometimes I'll find myself showing up and I feel like I'm shrinking and even my posture will become small as if to be invisible. Stand up, put your shoulders back, put your hands on your hips and let them know, you know what, Wonder Woman just showed up here. But you don't have to believe in yourself to start building confidence. Believing in yourself needs to come, but it'll come later. Here's what I mean. What you have to do is take action. Take action. That's my second step. It's just very easy today. Actions come first and confidence comes later. So let me give you an example, because sometimes we get in our head, right? And we get paralyzed because we start to engage in fearful thinking, even fearful talking, pessimistic beliefs and mindsets, start ruminating. Stop it. For example, let's say, like me, you want to write a book, or maybe you just want to write anything, all right, but you're fearful and you don't know where to start. And so you sit down and you open up your laptop and you're met with a 1,000-piece ensemble of voices telling you, who do you think you are? You don't know what you're doing. You're not a writer. No one wants to read this stuff. You'll never get this published. And now all of a sudden you are in your feelings, you're feeling overwhelmed with the inner critic talking to you, and you're tempted, and maybe you even do, slam the laptop down, shut, close, and walk away. Well, what happened? Okay, a couple of things happened. First of all, you thought you had to believe in yourself before you could start writing. You thought you had to answer all of those naysayers and all those nagging questions. You thought you had to cast them down and replace it with truth and say all your affirmations before you could start writing. Well, I am a huge believer in affirmations. They have their place, but you don't have to do any of that to start writing. You can just write. You don't have to believe in yourself. You don't have to answer those questions. You don't have to prove. You just sit and write. Secondly, what happened was you just had a negative experience with your writing and with your laptop. Your brain catalogs this negative experience, and it says this is something to avoid. Remember, your brain's number one job is to keep you safe and to detect threats. Well, it does not distinguish between unsafe and uncomfortable. You just had a really uncomfortable negative experience, and your brain is saying, you know what? This is something to avoid. And the next time you go to write, you're going to have to scale a mountain or silence a louder orchestra of naysayers to get yourself writing because you just made a connection. Your brain just made an association, negative experience with writing. Now you've got two things to overcome. Not only your lack of confidence, but all of the deluge coming against you. You know, I have a little grand dog. In fact, he's here somewhere today. I'm not in studio today, but I did want to bring this podcast to you because this episode is really fresh in my heart and my mind. I just got done with some coaching and I wanted to share this with you. So I have a little grand dog named Axel. My son adopted him and Axel had been with another family. And Axel is pretty much afraid of everything. I don't do well with fearful people or animals because I feel really strong and I'm like, I'm about to mow you over. So I've had to be really gentle. But his little gentle soul has captured my heart. And I love dogs and I love pets anyway. But he's only 5 pounds. So yeah, it's makes sense that he would be afraid of everything, but he's specifically afraid of dishes. Yes, you heard me right. Dishes. In other words, when I set his food down in front of him, he'll start to run away. If I'm eating something on a plate and I offer the plate, he'll start to run away. So our guess is that the previous owner smashed his face down into bowls or plates to get him to eat because he has some digestive disorder. So he doesn't eat well. He's very picky. We have to almost hand feed him. He's a special needs little dog. But if we place that bowl in front of him, he's out of there. Well, what happened? Much like, you know, Pavlov's dogs that were conditioned, Axel's been conditioned. And his association is that bowls equal pain. So back to you. Every time you have to write, you feel like maybe your face is being smashed in by your inner critic, right? So how much incentive do you have to write? Not very much. You're going to put it off. You're going to put it off. You're going to put it off. And that's true for anything, whether it's going to the gym, cleaning out that closet, decluttering your house, starting that business, closing that business, ending a relationship. If you have a negative association, you are going to avoid it. That's where procrastination comes from. But what if you showed up and just did the thing? What would happen? Whatever it is, whatever the thing is, you know what you have to do. It's that thing that you promised yourself. It's that thing you said, I want to do this. I'm going to do this. It's that thing that you wrote down that said, this is my New Year's resolution. I want to do it. And you even add it in your affirmations and you say, I am this and I'm that. But what if every time you started doing the hard thing, you didn't have to believe in yourself. You just did it. And then while you're doing it, you add in affirmations that say, good job, girl. Way to show up. You're crushing it. You got this. You are a bad woman. What if you did that and you promoted yourself? Because now when you start doing the thing, instead of that negative association, you're giving yourself a little bit of dopamine. You're giving yourself a little boost. And what's going to happen is that you're going to find yourself building trust with you. You're starting to do the thing that you said that you're going to do One way that you will build confidence and self-esteem is when you show up for you and do exactly what you said you wanted to do. Think about it this way. If I asked you to think about someone that you have confidence in, what would you say? With someone that you have confidence in, and I say, describe that, you would say, well, I can trust them. They're going to do what they say they'll do. They come through for me. And I know that I don't have to worry. I don't have to text them. They're going to come through. They're responsible. They show up. Isn't that what produces confidence in your heart for that other person? Trust? Conversely, what would happen if you had someone in your life that didn't show up and they didn't keep their word and they broke their promises? You'd say, you know what? I don't trust you. And I don't even really know if I want to be in a relationship with you. I'm just going to love you from a distance. I forgive you, but I don't need to be doing life with you because you are not trustworthy. I have no confidence in you. In fact, that's where we get the term con man. And that's a negative example, but a con man is someone who has earned your trust with the purpose of deceiving you. But what if you had someone in your life that they earned your trust because they want to help you, promote you, reward you, boost you? That, my brave-hearted sister, is how you need to feel about you. That's where your confidence comes from. You build trust in yourself. You begin to prove to yourself that when you say a thing, you'll do the thing, that you won't let yourself down, that you don't feel like quitting because you've made a promise to yourself. That's where low self-esteem comes from. Like, I don't show up for me. I say I'm going to do something and I don't do it. I let myself down over and over again. I'm embarrassed to admit that. And I just throw up the white flag and say, forget it. I haven't been able to defeat this thing. I haven't been able to get on the right track. I can't lose the weight. I can't make it to the gym. I can't write the book. I can't open my computer. I can't make that phone call. I haven't cleaned out the closet. I have clutter everywhere. So back to the illustration of writing. Remember this. I don't have to believe I'm a great or even a good writer to write. I don't have to believe that anyone will read my book to write. I don't have to believe that I can publish this book to write. All I have to do is write. Get out of your head. Disassociate for a moment from your emotions. It isn't whether you feel like it or not. Just do the thing. I think Brian Tracy wrote a book called Eat the Frog. I don't have to believe in myself to write. All I have to do is write. All I have to do is keep my promise to myself. And as I'm writing, I'll say, girl, you rocked it today. You are a rock star. And reward yourself for taking action. When you step out and you do the thing, you will get that burst of dopamine. Your brain will start supporting you and it'll start making new neural pathways, new neural connections that eventually you'll say, I enjoyed this. And then what happens? You'll start seeing results. Because if I start writing a little bit every day, what do I have at the end of the week, at the end of the month, at the end of the first quarter? I have a book, or I have a chapter, or I have an article, or I have a course that I've written. And when I start seeing results, whoo, man, for me, I get so motivated. And what happens then? Belief in myself has been cultivated. Eventually, I say, you know what? I do believe in myself. I am growing in confidence. You did it. You smashed it. You did the hard work. You took a brave step. You have moved yourself out of apathy. And now I have a track record with me. I did it before. I can do it again. That's what I say every time I go to start a new project. This is book number 6. I sit down, I open that computer, and I think, oh, man. But you know what? Then I say, I did it before. I can do it again. I can build confidence. I can build this self-esteem. I can smash it. And now you've given yourself evidence. You have experience. You have proof. You've gained wisdom. You've sharpened some skills. You feel proud of yourself. And you've shut the voices down that said, I wish I wasn't such an introvert. I wish I wasn't so shy. I wish I had more guts. I wonder if it's too late for me. I could never look like that. I don't have what it takes. I guess this is just how it's going to be. No, you have proved to yourself that you can accomplish a task. You did it before, you can do it again. You have knowledge that you are capable, not in just one circumstance, but you have this confidence and this bravery that says, I believe that I can do this in every circumstance. You won't shy away from opportunities. You won't live small. You won't show up like a shrinking violet. You don't miss out on opportunities because you're willing to take the risk. You won't suffer from insecurity. You won't have to overcompensate with a confident disguise. Why? Because I'm doing the hard stuff. I'm taking the steps. I'm risking. I'm taking uncomfortable action, and I'm telling my brain, uncomfortable does not mean unsafe. So, will you do it today? Will you get out of your head and out of your emotions? Stop worrying about believing in yourself. Belief in yourself will come. Ultimately, believe in God. Believe that you are exactly who He says you are, because God's got greatness in store for you. All right, everybody, that's what I have for you today. I hope this episode has been helpful for you. I hope that you will write a review and share with others how amazing this podcast is. And I'm going to leave you like I always do, my beautiful brave heart sister. It's time for you to find your brave and live your vision.
Thanks for hanging out with me today and becoming brave. If this has helped you, be sure to share it with someone and subscribe so you never have to miss another episode. For more about me, my books, my coaching, or online courses, visit DawnDamon.com. And as always, be brave and live your vision.
It's February, and that means two things. It's Groundhog's Day, and it also means that 96% of people have already forgotten their New Year's resolutions, and they're about to live the same year over again. But not you, because for the month of February, my free gift to you is your golden ticket to a new year. With my Brave Vision Blastoff Workbook, you will gain clarity, which is the number one reason why most women quit. They don't know what to do. So find out what you're called to do, harness your energy, gain momentum, reach your goals this year, and experience a brand new year, not just another year. Don't leave your success to chance. Go to braveheartedwoman.com/VisionBlastoff to get your free download today, or just click the link in the notes. You'll be so glad you did.